interrupt this programming at the request of the White House. This is the emergency alert system. All normal programming has been discontinued during this national emergency. Please remain in your homes. If you are not at home, find shelter immediately. Close all blinds and shades. Block out all windows. Do not look outside. Do not look at the sky. Do not make noise. Your cooperation is vital to your survival. Appointed government personnel will update you shortly.
Where is it? An Amber Alert?
Can you get yours?
What could possibly be happening at this time?
Are you reading this? Don't look outside, don't look at the sky.
Don't make noise? What is this talking about?
No idea.
Why the sky? What's happening?
This is a joke, right?
You think someone hacked the emergency broadcast system?
It makes more sense than don't look at the sky.
Where are you going?
I'm looking.
Are you crazy? It says to keep the blinds shut.
Laura, what do you think is gonna happen?
Don't, please. Just listen to the message.
Laura, just please.
What's out there?
Nothing. The street is empty. It's quiet.
Pretty normal for the middle of the night.
Yeah.
What about the sky? Eric? Eric? Oh my God! Eric!
Hi, Dr. Walters.
Hey, Susan. How's it going?
Good. I was just heading out and saw your light on. Thought I'd say hello.
You're here late tonight.
We had a meeting for a group project, and then I just stayed to get some work done. It's easier to focus here than my apartment. What about you?
Just grading some papers and waiting for my wife to finish her shift at the library.
Your wife is still working? Isn't she, like, super pregnant?
Yeah, she's very pregnant. But she's gonna work till the baby comes.
She loves the late shift, huh?
Yes, unfortunately. Excuse me one second. Hello?
Professor Henry Walters. The project is a go. Make best speed to your bunker. ETA 15 minutes.
Oh, God.
Dr. Walters, are you okay? What?
Susan, this is real. I can't explain right now, but you have to get to C building now.
C building?
Yes, the kitchen on the first floor.
Well, this says stay inside. What's going on?
You have 15 minutes. You have to trust me. I have to go to the library, but I'll meet you there. Go now.
Dr. Walter?
Did you get the emergency alert?
Yeah, don't look outside? What's that supposed to mean?
Listen, this is not a joke. You need to get to C building now.
Why?
Just go and listen to the alert. Something is coming and it's coming soon. Get inside and stay away from windows. Get everyone you can along the way, but don't wait. The kitchen on the first floor. Go now.
Hello?
Mom, listen. I know it's late, but just listen for a second. Something is happening. I need you to wake up Dad and get to the basement now.
What?
Do not look outside. Just get to the basement and turn on the news. They'll be reporting about something. I know, and I'm sorry. I'm scared too, Mom, but you have to listen to me. I have to go. Get into the basement and don't look out the windows. I love you.
I love you too.
Bye.
Bye.
Evelyn! Evelyn!
Have you lost your mind? This is a library.
Evelyn, we need to go.
Henry?
What the hell?
Something's happening. I don't know what, but there's an emergency alert out. I've been activated. We have to get to the bunker, and we have to go now.
What?
Okay. Everyone listen up, this is an emergency!
What's happening?
All I know is what it said in the emergency alert, and that whatever's coming will be here in a few minutes.
What emergency alert?
What? Jesus Christ, turn your phones on! We don't have much time, so please listen. As your phones are telling you, there's something happening. Something serious and something dangerous. I don't have time to explain, but there's a survival bunker next door in the C building. I know that sounds crazy, but it's true, and I'll explain the details to everyone when we get there. If you want to come with us, we're leaving now. If you want to stay here in the library, please listen to the message. Stay away from the windows and be quiet. Whatever's coming will be here soon. Let's go.
Did you talk to anyone? Did they tell you what's happening?
I got a call. All they said is that we have 15 minutes. Thank God I was in my office.
Do you think we're being attacked?
I don't know. They didn't give me any information.
It could be nuclear. Or some kind of solar event.
It could be anything. All I know is that we have to get to that bunker. Everyone into the kitchen, quickly. I need to get to the microwave, excuse me. There's more people here than the bunker was designed for. So everyone, go through the fridges, freezers, pantries, cabinets, grab up anything and everything edible and march it down this passage. At the end, you'll find a locked door with a keypad. The code is 031537, okay? 031537. Go, now!
Okay, folks, you heard him. Start raiding the fridge and the cupboards. Careful as you go down the stairs. There's broken glass and who knows what else. Don't slip and fall. We do not need any broken bones. Let's go, move it! And where do you think you're going?
We need the classroom first aid kits. The medical supplies are going to be limited.
The baby?
Exactly. We don't know how long we'll be down there.
What if whatever it is hits before you get back?
It won't.
How do you...
Evelyn, it won't.
Henry, we can do without that stuff.
No, we can't. We'll need it.
Then I'm coming with you. We'll cover the building twice as fast.
That's completely out of the question.
Why?
Because you're 8 months pregnant. Evelyn, we're wasting time. You're not coming.
Dr. Walters, let me come help.
Okay. Thank you, Mike. I'm not sure if you know this building, but it's all windows in that hallway. If you look outside, something bad could happen. We don't know what, but just don't look anywhere near the windows, okay?
Okay. Don't look outside. Got it.
Good. Let's go. Evelyn, please keep them from panicking. I'll be right back. I love you.
I love you too. Be careful.
We have to make this quick. I'll take the second floor. You take the third floor. Grab the first aid kit and any medical supplies from each classroom, and then head back to the bunker, okay?
Yep, got it.
Eyes down! Eyes down!
What's that noise outside? Where's Mike?
He's coming!
Can you see him? Don't look at the window out there!
I'm not. Yes, I can see him. Shit! Eyes down, Mike! Don't look at the window! Oh my God.
What's... Oh God. What's happening to him?
I have no idea. But he's gone. Come on. Into the bunker. Let's go.
Thank you.
Do you like the room?
Yes, very much. It's nicer than the last one. But you know I don't do this for the hotel room.
Am I still your favorite?
Of course. You know that nobody else gets such prompt and personal attention. And what about me? Am I your favorite?
Of course.
Not your husband?
My husband hasn't looked at me like you do for years. What? What are you looking at?
It's just, you're so beautiful. And I am so lucky to be at your service. I wish we could meet without all this sneaking around.
You know, that's not possible, Victor. It will be a scandal. And my work for the LDP and the people of Japan are too important to risk.
What's going on out there that's so damn important?
Don't get me started.
What is it?
We're leaving. You have to come with me.
Wait, what?
Put your shoes on. We have to leave. Now.
But what about the press?
That's no longer a concern.
What do you mean? They'll see us. They'll see you.
Victor, none of that matters anymore.
What?
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Let's go. Not that way. The stairs. The elevator is too slow.
Yuriko, I know I've been curious about your job before, and you've been very accommodating to my inquiry, so I hope I'm not being too forward, but what exactly is going on here?
There's an emergency, and we're being evacuated to a secure location.
What kind of emergency?
Please, hurry! Get in.
Not until you tell me what's going on.
I will, but right now, I need you to trust me. We are running out of time.
Fine.
もしもし、LDB 報道官の小池百合子です。はい、市民1名と一緒です。いえ、主人ではありません。ビクター・リートマイヤーというアメリカ人です。私の知る限りではありません。はい、大丈夫です。登録済みです。電話を切ったらすぐに電源を入れます。わかりました。
Is it a tsunami?
No. A tsunami is something we'd be somewhat prepared for.
Terrorist attack?
Something like that. Most of the important people in government know a little. Nobody knows the whole story, but there's something coming. Everyone's always on high alert in case something ever happens. And I guess something finally did. Victor, where we are going? They might not like that I brought an American. So for both our sakes, if anyone asks what you're doing there, just tell them that you're my option.I can't tell you what that fully means, but it'll keep you out of trouble, I think.
Okay, Yuriko. I understand. Are you okay?
I'm terrified. There's one more thing. You have to drink this. It's going to knock you out.
Wait, excuse me?
My government is very protective of its secret. The less you know about where we're going, the better off you'll be.Please.
I am not okay with this, Yuriko.
Victor, you have to trust me. Please.
Fine. How long will this take?
Any second now.
Emergency. Early this morning, North American Aerospace Defense Command detected a cloud of objects of indeterminate mass entering the atmosphere over the eastern seaboard. The swarm of objects spread at low altitude over the entire North American continent and eventually expanded their coverage to the entire planet. At this point, there is no habitable safe zone. All personnel who have attempted to observe these objects, either directly or indirectly, have been reported as entering a catatonic state, shortly followed by exsanguination through unknown means. The phenomenon appears to be attracted to heat, light, and movement. Visual contact with the phenomenon is lethal. Physical contact with the phenomenon is lethal. Remain where you are. For your own safety, we repeat, do not look outside. Do not look at the sky. Do not make noise. Do not leave your shelter. Your cooperation is vital to your survival. The personnel with Delta 6 clearance, Blue 12 procedures are in effect. The phenomenon is written and directed by Jared J. Smith, based on the novel The Phenomenon by R.K. Kadick. It's produced by Andrew Pomeroy and Jared J. Smith, and co-produced by Aiku Chakar Smith. Sound design and music by Andrew Pomeroy. This episode features the voices of Addison Anderson, Aiku Chakar Smith, Donovan Christie Jr., Samantha Cooper, Dan Eberle, Peyton Michelle Edwards, Leslie Frey, Ben Lorenz, Miss Sandra Mathongo, Jared J. Smith, Mimi Sullivan, Patrick Truick, and Azumi Tsutsui. The Phenomenon is a production of Luciola Creative.